Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the 19th Hole Disc Golf Podcast. My name is David Fournier, your host for this evening. The show is sponsored in part, if not all, by Fly Green Disc Golf. Don't forget, we've got Fly Green Disc Golf, the center located at 9910 East Castillo Avenue in Centennial, Colorado. This is Colorado's largest retail disc golf store, and yet intimate, caring, knowledgeable staff. Every manufacturer, bags, straps, disc golf bags, new arrivals, the team, all kinds of stuff going on. You can give them a call. My friends over there at 303-754-3472. That's 303-754-3472, the good folks at Fly Green. Man, we have got an amazing episode for you going on tonight. Joining me live here in just a couple minutes, the most decorated interviewee on the 19th Hole Disc Golf Podcast. That would be Mr. Eddie Wooters. Now, here's the deal about the show. The show is called the Fly Green Kick-Ass Kickoff 2024. And I have no idea what the show material is about tonight. Eddie said, I want Monday night, the 26th, and I want it at 8 p.m. And I said, we're in and we're going to go, so we're going to get to it. Again, much thanks out there to the great Fly Green Disc Golf Company, to Eddie, to Mike. There's so many people to thank for a great up-and-coming 2024. But my suspicion is tonight we're going to finally hear some amazing details about the store. Joining me live from his location in the beautiful state of Colorado is Mr. Eddie Wooters. Eddie, thank you for coming on the show and sharing the Fly Green story with us tonight.
Good evening, disc golfers, and welcome to a very special edition of the 19th Hole with David Fournier. We have got some big news in store tonight. Dave, how you doing?
Yes. I'm basking in the afterglow of Saturday's event. Had a great time. It was great to see you and the disc golf family out there and Sammy and everybody. We just had a great time. So just really loved being around everybody on Saturday. Had a great time. So thank you very much. We're doing awesome.
Dude, Saturday was awesome, man. I guarantee you it was one of the best team signings in the history of the sport of disc golf, what we did Saturday. We had not only an amazing array of players from our C, B, and A tier, but we signed a couple of elite players this year, Mr. Joel Freeman and Joe Revere. And we're pretty excited about this. We are this year at Fly Green is going to be one of the biggest years that we've had thus far. Joel is actually coming to the shop tomorrow, 8 a.m. Kim and I are leaving early, starting our day, and he is picking up his new apparel that we got done for him. He drew it. We brought it to life, and there is now a Joel Freeman line of clothing available. This is going to be such an amazing year, David.
And by the way, if you haven't had the chance, look up. This is pretty easy. Joel Freeman and disc golf, and get a look at this guy. He's elite. Absolutely. And one of the nicest men I've met in a long time. Just a very nice man. But this man is elite.
And not to mention, he has one of the best styles in disc golf.
And a clothing line to one of the best disc golf clothing apparel suppliers that you can run into. These are officially disc golf clothes built by disc golfers. That's the big difference. It's just amazing the functionality and how durable the apparel is coming from Fly Green.
David, we've got so much things cooking this year, man. So many different things, so many irons in the fire. But one of our biggest things this year was building a big team of great disc golfers. I think we're sitting close to about 70 team members, counting our staff. If you count our media folks, Greg Katz and Zach Mills, Travis Derringer, we have so many people helping us out this year that the brand is going to grow from itself. And that's something that's very organic. And it's taken a while for this to happen. You know, it takes a lot of years to kind of put these ideas out there. When Joel came to us, this kind of started last year at DDO. The conversation was started, and through many conversations, phone calls, late night text messages, we've made it happen where we're just kind of growing that brand, and we're bringing in these elite players to the team. We've upped our tournaments this year. Good golly, do we ever have an amount of tournaments this year? If you count all of our sanctioned events, our fundraisers, our charity events, and all the things we're doing, we're over 20 tournaments deep in about a six-month period with FlyGreen this year. So to say things are moving fast is an understatement. Oh, by the way, David, did you realize that we are the official apparel sponsor for the Pro Tour this year?
That's news to me.
News.
You heard it here first, folks. Yes.
And we are also working with the PDGA. I don't want to drop anything with the PDGA because I haven't sealed the deal just quite yet with them, but we have with the Pro Tour. So FlyGreen is going to have some commercials all year long. During the live events, they're wearing shorts. We did some lanyards, shirts. We're just moving fast, man. People love our clothing, and we're going to push it out there as fast as we can. To get it in the hands of all these disc golfers, because these are disc golf clothes made for disc golfers. And Ben Fairley is an amazing designer, an amazing graphic artist. He's doing good things for us, man. This is going to be a great year. You know, again, I can't say that we got the PDGA, but I'm going to say that we're doing things with the PDGA this year. So to be a part of the Pro Tour and the PDGA and to pick up some of these top touring pro players, say it's a big year, Dave. What do you think?
I think it's giant. By the way, we talked about Joel Freeman. Let's also talk about back-to-back world champion Joe Revere was at the store on Saturday. And that's the second time I've had a chance to meet him.
Reigning back-to-back Master World Champion. Yep. He's going for his three-peat this year. He's like the Chicago Bulls. There's no stopping this guy. And honestly, how friendly are those two guys? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you meet professional athletes in your life, and you're like, man, that guy just wasn't as friendly as I thought he might be in real life. And then you meet some guys like Joel and Joe at this big function, and they're people like us. They're dads, they're teachers, they're athletes, they're disc golfers, they're human beings. And it was a great day, man. It was really good not just to meet Joel and Joe, but what was really great about Saturday was all of the team members being able to get together and meet each other.
And that store was packed. That store was packed. There were Team FlyGreen people everywhere.
It was definitely pretty packed inside the store. You're not kidding. I'm just happy that I had Kim there. If Kim wasn't there to help me mediate all the madness, I would have probably pulled my hair out. But, you know, I got my rock star in my back pocket, and she's always right there to help out. So I want to give her a quick shout out. Just, you know, helping keep things moving smoothly, getting the contracts in order, making sure we had the right ones for the right players. And yeah, it was awesome, man. And PJ, PJ might be one of the happiest guys on the team this year to be our team captain.
He's awesome. I love that guy.
He is, man. And he's one of the most knowledgeable disc golf people that you'll ever meet. He's been in the game for a long time. He knows the ins, the outs, he knows discs, and he knows the tournament scene. I don't think I could have picked a better team captain, to be honest with you. The guy's really going to do good things this year. We got a great team all around. All the way, like I said, from our media manager, Greg, all the way down the line, our media coach. I hope you were able to take a minute to talk with Sonny because, man. How do I even describe Sonny? Is she not one of the coolest?
Her name?
Describes her.
Yeah.
Yes, done. Sonny. That's all I can say, Sonny. She's awesome. She's our team social media coach this year. So if any of our team members need help with their social media, we have a person for that. If any of our players need a videographer, they got an idea, they want to do something, take pictures and video, guess what? We got a couple guys for that too. So any of our players want to be on a podcast, it's heard internationally, guess what? We got a guy for that too.
Yeah. Yeah, so one of the big differences, because I've been asked a couple times, you know, there's this team and there's that team and there's team this and team that. And some of the teams, you know, they have, oh, here's your shirt and here's your bumper sticker. Here's a flight towel. You know, be warm and be filled. The most amazing
right.
part about Saturday, about watching all this, is that everyone that's on this team is sold out on the brand. We are the Yellowstone of disc golf.
Wow.
We're here to promote this brand and make this brand work. And in the backdrop, I play disc golf. In the backdrop, I run a podcast. But my number one priority is to be that kind of positive advocate for the brand. And I just heard that over and over and over again. And you look at that group of people, that's the most diverse group of people I've ever seen assembled in one place in my life. Maybe the United Nations has more. I don't know. But that was a diverse group. But everyone's singing on the same song sheet. Let's promote the brand. Let's make this thing happen. And you have that sense. I mean, I just felt it. I felt it from the first time I talked to you a year ago to meeting with everybody on Saturday. The sense is we're here to promote the brand. We want the brand to win. That's a different version of the team than a lot of the disc golf teams that are out there right now.
100%. I just want to address something for all the listeners. I know you guys heard David used a Yellowstone reference. Just to be clear, no one's getting taken to the train station.
not yet.
Well, unless it's somebody we're playing against in the tournament. You know what, man? It's
yeah.
going to be crazy this year. Like, I guarantee you there's not going to be one single tournament throughout the state of Colorado where there's not at least 10 Fly Green team members representing. And that's what it's about. We want to grow that brand. We want people to see what we're doing. And last year, we really focused on growing our state awareness, and we did that. Not just through our team awareness, but through all of our donations and what we've done throughout the state last year was big for us. But this year, it was bigger for us, you know. We feel at Fly Green like we kind of did lock down that Colorado area, and this year it was more of a now let's go national. We got big heavy hitters, and you know what? I don't want to just keep throwing around names like Joel and Joe. You know, we signed one of the best putters that I've ever seen in my life, Josh Kababa. We put him on the team this year. We have John Rumley. We have PJ. We have Dane is still back at the team. Tim Krieger out of the Springs. That guy is actually moving up into a pro division this year. And I'm going to tell you what right now, if you're playing in his division, you better bring your A game because the dude throws really, really good. Our team is stacked. But let's not look at how well we all play. Let's look at how well we all get along. And that's what matters. At the end of the day, when you're in the sandbox with a bunch of kids, you all got to get along together. And the team that we have assembled are people, like you said, different walks of life, United Nations, if you will. And we all are on this mission for the same purpose, and we all have the same goal in mind. And you can't be defeated when you put a team behind you that has the same goal and same mission.
Eddie said a few minutes ago, for my listeners, by the way, I love my listeners. I love the emails you guys send me. I love the Facebook messages. I love everything about it. It's just exciting to hear the feedback. Last year, I played a little too many tournaments, not counting the charities. I did 20 PDGA events. When I was up in Fort Collins in the very top of Colorado, there were 11 Fly Green players up there. And I went to the bottom of Colorado and I played the Twisted Cedars event, and there were 9 down there. And for those of you who know where Twisted Cedars in Trinidad is, that's hell and gone from where Fly Green's at. That's another universe.
That is a big old drive. That's a big drive.
It's not too bad for me. 2.5 hours, I'm parked, I'm ready to go. But for those guys that came down there, I saw the shirts, I saw the bags, I saw the enthusiasm. And I'll tell you, Eddie, the biggest kick in the pants is I'm on one side of, you know, Twisted Cedars is massive. I'm on this one side of this hill, and I look down, and I see the green shirt from there. He looks up at me, and he yells up there to me, "Go Fly Green," and we yell, "Go Fly Green" back. There has not been one time that I had played a PDG event last year that I was not verbally accosted by somebody from Fly Green at one point or another on the course. The enthusiasm level
cool
through the ceiling. It's just
fun.
Cool. It just makes it really fun.
It is, man. And like, again, Saturday, man, it was like, you know, I don't know, coming 4 days, 5 days before team signing. You know, I'm going through my itinerary. I've got, you saw the messages. I sent out an hour by hour, like, this is what we're going to do at this time and this time and this time. When you get to that day and you realize how many people just showed up, there comes a point as an event coordinator when you realize you can't plan for awesomeness. You just can't.
Yeah, there was a moment there when we were first started, the signing was getting ready to get started, and Mike had got up there to start talking, and you could just sense the emotion from that man. You know, you guys have seen this from day one, and you've seen the growth, and you've seen what's happened, and you could just see it getting caught in his throat as he was talking about the word he looked for to describe the team, and finally that word came out. He said, "It's Fly Green Family."
That's it.
And we make a lot of jokes, and we have fun, but at the end of the day, it's knowing that we're connected to each other and connected to, like the famous saying, people will work for a living, but they'll die for a cause. There's a mission involved in Fly Green, and you look at everything it does well. It is the top quality apparel. It looked at disc golf bags and said, we need to find a way to make a disc golf bag for disc golfers, and it did. It looked for opportunities for people. When you look at the team and the people on the team, I may not have been anybody else's choice, but I was Fly Green's choice. There's some opportunities out there for people to be uniquely tied in with their skill sets, with their talents and abilities. And just in the two, this is year two for me, just seeing the explosive growth of what's happening and the connections and the growth in just the last 18 months, it's insane. It is absolutely insane what's going on.
Oh, here's the thing. Here's the biggest difference between Team Fly Green and Team whatever, any other team, right? The biggest difference is this. We're not about ratings or any of that kind of thing. We're about attitude and emotion. And as long as you care more about disc golf and more about other people than you care about yourself, and you're willing to express that and give people the shirt off your back or you know, make those whatever it is, you have to just be more about the sport than you are yourself and have that compassion, and you're a Team Fly Green member. I mean, there's listeners probably going to listen to this show when we're done down in the bayous of Louisiana. And they're like, I wish I could be on Team Fly Green. And you know what? That attitude right there is all it takes. I wish I could be there. Well, if you really did wish you could be there and you're a good person and you're giving back, that's all it takes, man. Like, I don't care if your rating is 1,000. If you're not a good person, you're not going to be on the team. Like this, we've built this community. Mike started building this in 2009, and it took that long to find the right connections, the right people at the right time to put everything together. And I agree, 1,000%. When you looked around that shop on Saturday, people from all walks of life, from, you know, there's Wookiees and CEOs and I don't know, Mama, what, we got architects walking around in there and people selling car parts and people from all walks of life. Exactly. But that's what it's about. It's about bringing those people together. And last year was just proof of that. We heard a lot of it. We heard a lot that Fly Green was present last year. And this year is no different. We're going to be just as present, if not more. But making a bigger splash on that national scene. That's what we're really focusing on this year. We want to take that Fly Green family love and take it national. And we're going to do it. You know, and when you grow a family like that, look, we've all got those cousins and uncles that make a scene at Thanksgiving, but guess what? They're still our family, right? So we're gonna take those knuckleheads. We're going to take their extra turkey at Thanksgiving, but we're still going to let them on the team. We're going to grow as a team everywhere because you're not always going to have a perfect apple. You can't have an apple orchard without a couple apples that fall off, you know what I mean? So it's a growing experience for us, and we're excited just to, like, literally, like I said, take this on a national level where we're, you know, being seen on a weekend basis, live coverage, Fly Green commercials, Fly Green this, Fly Green that, everywhere, all year long. But let's not overlook those big charity events like that. The epilepsy event that we ran that last year was almost $8,500. You know me. If we did 85 last year, we're going bigger this year. How do we do it? I don't know. Start planning right now, right?
Right. So, Eddie, you know, when you think about, I was listening to my talk, and you think about, see, Joel Freeman's on board, Joe Revere's on board, 70-something players. This is not an inexpensive venture to pull off. You don't get this by just saying, hey, we'll see what happens. I mean, this is organization. This is execution. There's a lot of complex, you know, moving parts and all this. And one of the things that you stressed when you and I had talked about a week ago, well, it was a couple of weeks ago now, as far as the team members, and this little segment right now is for the team members that are listening to the show. This is not an inexpensive venture. This is a big jump to move forward. What are some of the most essential things that the team members can be doing to make sure we're keeping the brand out front and to make sure that we have a winning return on investment for the things that Mike and you and the staff, Joe, all you guys are doing to give us the opportunities to be on something like this?
That's a great question, man, and it's easily answered because I know, you know what, I'm going to get inundated tomorrow with emails and phone calls about how do I get on the team. There's social media, and as an old guy, I hate to say this, social media is king. It's taken over. It's been taken over, all right? I'm behind on times, but I do realize at this point that reels and posts and stories and likes and all this stuff, it's important. And that's what we want our team to do. We want our team to be present at every event. You know, you go to a tournament and there's other Fly Green people there. You practice together. You eat together. You show up together. Your presence is important. But your individual presence on social media is one of the biggest things that I'm going to be watching as team manager this year. PJ and I have talked about it, you know, and it's not like we're not going to draw you in quarters if you're not posting. But what we're going to do is say you do have a media coach, go to Sunny, find out what you can do, because the social media part of our lives these days is king. There's not a person listening to this that can't tell me they don't spend at least an hour scrolling on their phone every single day. So the more posts that we get for Fly Green team, Fly Green apparel, Fly Green storefront, Fly Green, Fly Green, Fly Green, everything Fly Green, put it out there, let people see it, they'll find us, and it's just going to help the brand. It's going to help the company, and we're going to grow.
And it's not a difficult thing. I figured it out. So it's not a difficult thing to do. It can be done, especially some of the things I noticed was last year. It was like the goofiest thing I ever started, but I started it last year about two tournaments in, was those brief little 40-second videos with the Let's Go moniker, and that thing took off. I can't believe how many people watch those stories. I can't believe how many people are tagging that stuff and how many people are using it in their stuff. It's something small. It takes me 30 seconds before a round to talk about things and just getting the name brand out. It's an easy thing. You can do it. I pulled it off. I know you can do it.
Right, and you know, I don't know all the algorithms. I'm working with Sunny too, because I know as team manager, like, people are watching. I got to do my thing. I'm not one of those guys. I don't do the social stuff, but I do realize how important it is. Not just as to me, it's not for my likes. It's the algorithms, right? It's the likes, the comments, right, the posts, the shares, the Fly Green, all this stuff. You know, LT Lawrence Taylor is one of the – him and Sonny, they post more than anyone I've ever met in my life. And it pays off because now they're getting hits. All right, we're not trying to grow Fly Green to go to be billionaires. We're not trying to, like, buy Hellcats and Lambos and live in, you know, 4,000-square-foot houses. We want the people in Georgia and the people in Missouri and the people in Connecticut and in Rhode Island and everywhere across the nation, we want them to feel the love that our customers and our team members feel when they walk into our store. If you deliver that, you can't fail. If you make people feel good about themselves when they walk in, you can't fail as a business. No, nowhere. It doesn't matter.
And the best part is to know that I'm turning this, when I tell somebody, hey, I want you to go see these guys, there's a cat coming up to see you on March 23rd, March 25th, something like that. He'll be up at the Learning Lounge. Alex Fuentes is his name. I work with his wife at my place of employment. They just got into disc golf. I sat down and talked with him for a few minutes at the course. We went out and played a little bit together. I said, look, I want you to – so she has – got him this Learning Lounge experience. By the way, listen carefully here, folks. What a great birthday gift for his birthday. He's coming up to come see you for a 20-minute or 30-minute session. The reason I can make that transition is because I know when he gets there, you'll handle it. And that's the next best thing. It's one thing to talk about something and tell everybody how great it is. It's another thing to know it's that great. And when people get there, they'll be overwhelmed by the professionalism, the kindness, the compassion, the outreach of all the things that it does really well. So that's the exciting part. You're turning it over to the people who really care, whether you're from Jordan or Laurel, Mississippi or Oregon or wherever you're at. You will get treated. You'll get treated right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I can't even tell you how many lessons we've done already this year. Last year, I think Mike and I counted up the calendar. And just the ones that were written down, we were over 250, I think, for the year, which is pretty good. That's a pretty good year for doing lessons. And I'll be honest, dude, I love running tournaments. I love being team manager. I love when people are coming to me and asking me for advice and all. My favorite part of my entire life, of my career. Because my favorite part of my life is definitely my wife, even though she's almost snoring in the background right now. Favorite part of my career is spending 50 minutes in that room with a player and watching their eyes light up when they throw 10 miles an hour faster, 200 mile or 200 RPMs, you know, more. It's just like when you see that instant improvement and then you know for a fact that they just gained so much enjoyment of the sport, yeah, that's, you can't have a bad day.
And I have been, I'll tell you guys, I've been to the lounge, I've seen the technology, I see what Eddie can do personally. It is the path to getting so much better and getting so much more enjoyment out of your game. Eddie, we got like a minute 15 left. Any special shout-outs or anything else that we need to cover before we close out?
All right, real fast. I just want to give a big, big shout-out to our main TD at Fly Green, Mr. Mike Bonner. The guy's worked really hard over the last 2 years. This is the third year of doing our flexes. We took on more events, more artwork. He does the artwork. He does the events. He does all the paperwork. He does all the behind the scenes. Mike Bonner, I love you, bro. I want to tell you how much I appreciate all your hard work. And you know what? Shout out to Mike Dunn for making this dream happen and let me ride along on it.
Well, you heard it here first. Team members, make sure you pay attention to the things that Eddie said. We got to get on because we can start that right now, right away. There are many more exciting events coming up from Fly Green. You have not heard the end of Eddie Wooters as far as coming on the show. We'll be doing a routine at least every couple months now with so much activity going on, some routine follow-ups. And watch out on the team page. You're going to be seeing it. It's time to get the team members on the air now that we've done the official kickoff. Once again, everybody, thank you so much for joining us live on Archive here at the 19th Hole Disc Golf Podcast. sponsored by the great people at Fly Green Disc Golf. Eddie, Kim, have a great night.
Love you, Dad. Peace.
and we'll see you again. We're looking forward to all of you being back on the next episode.